continuing to practice just being simple today. And maybe letting that simplicity be a little more open. So sometimes we have assumptions about how our experience should be. And if we are really honest, we actually have no idea what experience even is, much less how it should be. So receiving experience into a relaxed inner atmosphere. Letting it be the flow of experience that actually is happening now, whether thoughts, sounds, body sensations, emotions, liking and not liking of experience. But can we receive our experience a little bit more as if we're on a different planet and we know we don't know anything about this planet? We could remember that we don't know. What we know is that we don't know. And I'd just like to throw out a few games that you could play with today. On this other planet. One would be tuning into a level of energy, so noticing what kinds of things bring you energy, what kinds of ways of practicing, what kinds of attitudes bring you energy, and what kind of energy. So anger brings usually a lot of energy. And what kind of energy? And especially, how long does that energy last? And what drains energy? What makes our energy less? What makes our energy into a quiet flow? And what makes us feel dead tired? There are a couple of tricks to look out for in this exploration. What gives energy, what takes energy away, so to speak. We need to look at least the flow of the whole day. So maybe in the morning, I feel I have more energy when I try harder and I use my willpower. But how long can I keep going with that? On the other hand, sometimes when I relax, I feel more tired than I've ever felt in my life. And if I rest, which is relaxation, where we connect to energy, we wake up energized. What happens next? Does that freshness have continuity or potential continuity? Does it burn less fuel Does it refuel itself? What would be a way of being here where I feel more energy every day? How much rest, how much restfulness, how much kindness is needed? Where can I find kindness? So a second game is possible. Sometimes we just need to start very simple when we're looking for kindness. What is the source of kindness? I'm just doing 5 simple things a day that feel like kindness to yourself. Silently within the context of this schedule and this monastery's grounds. Kindness is not the same as what we call laziness, although sometimes it can look like laziness from the outside. But it could be that you feel like fast walking. Or lying on the grass after lunch or whatever. And a third game, just looking through the day or the days, and just noticing what stands out as joyful moments, moments of open eyes, open heart, open mind. And even if it seems to be a silly situation, looking at a puppy or a leaf, taking that information to heart. Please. So resting back into the back of the body and allowing especially the eyes to rest back. Feeling the weight of the body. Having a feeling of letting the body take up a little bit more space. The sense of we belong here because we are here. And wherever we are inescapably belonging to life. And every part of our experience and every feeling, even a feeling of not belonging, is part of this fabric of here. We could just let it all float in the gentleness of belonging here. Feeling the abundance and richness of this flow of life experience coming through us. And the depth and richness of that which allows us to receive. Everything from a sound to a deep realization to a turning point in life of no longer willing to live under the shadow of fear. Even if that means my entire life up to this point has been a lie. can we relax a little bit more and still be open and clear? And can we relax even more and still that sound comes in clearly? Even if I know that I don't know what is a sound or what hears the sound either. If there is tension, is it possible to feel that tension rather than letting it be the driving force of the meditation practice?